fish, it's an animal. So Memele, it comes within the law mentioned in Vayikol Yudalev Posik Mem Gimel. According to the Ramban, so we can discuss. According to the Ramban, we can discuss. According to Ramban, we can discuss. So Memele, if we say that the Pshat in the Maran Yontef, I think this is the Pshat in Maran Yontef. The second Pshat is what he meant. Is what he meant. In other words, that there is no special halocha ligabe, a creature of the sea that does not have the shape of a fish. But this klal that the Gemara says, kol she yeshle, kaskeses, yeshle snapir, applies only to a creature that has the shape of a fish. It does not apply to a creature that does not have the shape of a fish. So memele, so according to the Rambam, there is no shaila that this is also machila. It comes within the law of mentioned by for Yudalev, for Sigmund Gimel. According to the Rambam, we can discuss that. So we can say, like the Madani Yontef, according to the Rambam, we can say like the Madani Yontef, that it is osea. That is osea, even though it has a kaskeses, but it has no snapir, and the legs are not considered to be in lieu of snapir. Snapir, and but the Gemara says kolchiyishli kaskesiyishli snapir. This is a kaskeses, but that cloud doesn't apply to a creature that does not have the shape of a fish. The Vrichodosh and our simen. So he says he's matter that fish, Marines. He's matter at Sipele and the Prechodosh. I mean, he should have pointed out that according to the Rambam, it's certainly awesome. All right, so it's a Pele. But the Prechodosh says that this fish, Marines, that the Madani Yontem discusses is Mutabachil. Is Mutabachil. Is Mutabachil. Why is it mutabachile? Because after all, it has a kaskeses, and all she is the kaskeses is the snapier, and it doesn't like this svore of the Madani Yontef that the klal of all she is the kaskeses is the snapier doesn't apply to a creature that does not have the shape of a fish. It applies to every creature of the sea. So it's mutabachile. But then he asks, Rabban Arefe, raise the point. What is the point? So he says that no difficulty with Rocheo Darkineyam, because after all, it has a sum, but Mumchi know how to take out that sum. So Mimele, the Torah was matured after you take out the sum. There are many things that without a certain processing, so it is poison. But when you process it, so then it becomes a very beneficial substance. So this one too. So in other words, the Madani Yontef asks it, and the Prechodosh is matred. Then the Kriziu place, he says that it is osea. But then there is so why should it be osea? Because it doesn't have a snapper, and the legs are not considered as a snapper. But the Gemara says, "Kol sheyishli kaskeses yeshli snapir," and this definitely has a kaskeses. So the crazy place says that doesn't mean that it's 100%. Most of the time, 90%. I mean, it doesn't say any percentage. Rube de rube. So if it has a kaskeses, it has a snapir. So in other words, if somebody finds an unidentified fish and he doesn't see any snapir, but he sees kaskeses, he's allowed to eat it, because we go basarov. But there is a mute of creatures of the sea that have kaskeses and do not have a snapir. So mimele, if somebody doesn't know anything about this unidentified creature, fish, so he can take it for granted. He doesn't that it has a casque, a snapier. He doesn't have the behesh. Masheiti Marines, we know that it's a special kind of a creature. So Mimele, that apply, we cannot apply that cloud. But you see, It's a pele. Actually, I mean, no one points out that the whole discussion can only take place according to the Rambam. But according to the Rambam, the whole discussion has no basis, the whole discussion, because according to the Rambam, it certainly also, we can say, even if it had mamish snapia, it's also because it doesn't have the tzura of the fish, it has the tzura of an animal. All right, anyway. All right. Simoni dogi. The two. Simon Pigeon. Simoni dogi mifurosh bateo. Kol sheyesh li snapia vikaskeses. Snapia hu sheshot behen. Vikaskeses sein aklipes akvuin. Vafilu ein li yel snapir echot. Vikaskeses echot muta. Vihu shetie הקסקסס קבוע תחס לחיו, תחס נובי, או תחס אמפירה. ויהי שאימרים, שאימימותר עד שיהיו לו גימו באילו גימו אמקיימס. ועדי ניובי אורוזל, מתירי אפילו באחות. Now, so he mentions in מחלקת השם. He says, first he says, that even if it has just one קסקסס, just one kaskeses, one scale, so it's muta. And then there is another shita that says that it's muta only if it is first he says vihu sheti vafilein lesnaper echad vikaskes echad muta vihu sheti הקסקסס קבוע תחס לחי או תחס נובי או תחס אמפירה או תחס אמפירה. So that is, in other words, that true that one קסקסס is enough, but only in specific places. תחס לחי, תחס נובי, תחס אמפירה. ויהי שאמרים, there is another שיטה that it is only muter if he has a kaskeses in each one of the three places. In each one of the places. Even if it has just one. But does that one have to be in one of the three positions? Spots, tachas lechi, tachas novi, tachas ampire, or in any place of the fish. That he doesn't say. That he doesn't mention. So from the two, it's mashma. The two mentions only a machlekes rishenim as to whether he has to have three kaskeses, one tachas lechi, one tachas, a second one tachas novi, and the third one tachas ampire. Or it's enough if he has a kaskeses in one of these three places, but it has to be at least in one of these three places. Suppose he has a kaskeses or many kaskeses in a different place, natachas asnapia, natachas azonov, natachas alechyol. So then it's not good. But there is a shittes harishenim, I think the Ram says that it does not have to be dafke in one of these three places or in all the three places. It can be in any place. Now, what is the mocker of it? Now, so the din of stabe mikaskeses is discussed in the Mishneh in Eilut Reifes. Dafnuntes, the Mishneh, the Tefes Dafnuntes. Uvidogim, kol sheyeshle snapia, Dafnuntes, Amidale. Uvidogim, kol sheyeshle snapia vikaskeses. Rebude imeia, shnei kaskasi, usnapirechot. Veilei, kaskasi makvuim bei, there's the scales. Visampir napriya ben, that he swims with it. All right. So the Mishnah doesn't mention the specific spots in the fish where the kaskeses has to be located. Doesn't mention. But then there is a tisefte. At the end of Perigimu, in the tisefte of Chum. Tisefte Chum, Perigimu. Now, Tisefte Chum comes after Tisefte Menoches. Here first, the Tisefte is of Zvochim, Menoches, Tisefte Kobones, and then you have Tisefte Chum. So, Tisefte Perigimu of the Tisefte Chum, at the end, that's Halochetes. Tisefte Chum Perigimu, Halochetes. So it says like this. Vikamos kaskasim hierbei in alochetes. Vikamo kaskasim hierbei afilachas. Tachas lechye, veachas tachas novei, veachas tachas sampeshle. Here the Tisefta mentions. Rebudei mir schneekaskasis. Schneekaskasis. So, when the Torah says, vafilu, אין לי אלא סנאפר אחד, וקסקסס אחד, מותר. והוא שתהיה הקסקסס קבוע תחס לחי ותחס נובי ותחס אמפירי. So the Torah just mentioned the lotion of the Tisef. And then, ויהי שאימרים שאני מותר עד שיהיו לי גימו בילו לגימו המקיימס. So that's another מחלקס. When Tisef says, תחס לחי, תחס נובי, תחס אמפירי, does it mean end or So these are the 2 days. So there is a machleket l'shenim. Some l'shenim say tachas novei and tachas lechye and tachas znovei and tachas ampirei. And some l'shenim say or tachas lechye or tachas znovei or tachas ampirei. So that's the 2 days. All right, but then there is another machleket l'shenim. The ranchite is. The Ramban Shite, I think the Ramban Shite, is that our Mishnah is not chilek on the Tisefta. But the Ram says, in view of the fact that the Mishnah says, Kol sheyesh lei kaskes echod, and doesn't mention any special places, so that means that the Tane of the Mishnah is chilek on the Tane of the Tisefta, the Tane of the Tisefta is chilek on the Tane of the Mishnah. So in Mila, we have to pasken. We have to pasken like the Tane of the Mishnah, not like the Tane of the Sefte. But the Torah doesn't even mention the Ranshit, you see. Alright, now you can see in the Besyosef. Vafil look in the here on the Besyosef. Vafil in the snapperechel kaskesechot muta. Vushetia kaskeses kovotachas lechli. Shom be Mishnah. Uvidogim kosheish li snapper kaskeses rabbiudim eshne kaskasim u snapperechel. Because of a Ranshvil rabbiudim di shne kaskasim bilinon. The Shnei Kaskasim Bino, Lifishemilas Kaseses U Kfulo. So that's the reason as to why Rabbi Yehuda requires 2 Kaskasim. Because Kaskeses is a double word. So that means 2. Vitanekames of Hashem Ashmo El Kaskeses Achas. Vikaimelem Kitanekame. Umi Ikele Medak. Militanya Bilisefte Achas Tachas Lechi, Achas Tachas Novi, Achas Tachas Alpire, Almetan Kame Kol Gimus Kaskasim Binon, Uvimokim Yedua Kemira Midrach, Viramban Kosav, the Eikotone. Lutane Kame, so the Rach Shite is that it means end. And the Ramban Shite is, it means all. When the Sefte says, Tachas. Lechi tachas novi, tachas ampira, it means or, not end. Or, yeah. The Ramban kosav dei kotone, dur kanekame baachasagi. Umiu binon des loshen of the Ramban. Shetehei bi echos mi amkeili samuskorim bitisefte. So the Ramban shite, while is chelik and derach. Derach shite is, that it means end. And we need, according to Tanekame, 1 kaskeses. We need the lechi, and 1 kaskeses tachas azonot. Anyone can guess tachas asnapi, asampi. So, the Ramban says no. It means all. But the Ramban is also made it, that only these places, but it can be in any one of these three places, but not if the Kaskeses appears in another place, that not. There's the Ramban sheet. But then the Ram says, V'chol zeine machda, the maslisin stomekotone, the mashma the bechote sagi, uvichol mokim shihi, uvisifro, uvisafro, that's the Tereskenim, name stomach amrino, v'chein nira midivariv, sheivim mishnaseinu kitzoroso, ultiseftu echashinon, the mashma the pliga agmoredolon, v'gam midivar aramba mashma kidi mash midivariv. So you see, there is, first you have a machlekes between the Rach and the Ramban, as to whether the pshat and the tisefte is end or all. So the Rach says it means end, and the Ramban says it means all. But both agree that there is no machlekes between our Mishneh and the Tan and the tisefte. The Ram says that there is a machlekes. So we pass for like the Tan of the Mishneh and the Tereskeyanim. We don't mention anything about the specific places. We don't mention anything about the specific places, so Mimele, it doesn't matter. There are some Rishenim, I don't remember at this moment who are these Rishenim, but I think that the Miri mentions that Chite, who say that we don't, the Kaskasim do not have to be in any special place. They do not have to be in any special place. And the pshat there is all. But why does he say tachazamve, tachasampire, or tachaslechyoi, tachasamvoi, tachasampire? So there are some Rishenim who say not that there is a machloket between the Mishneh and the Tesefta, we pass like the Mishneh, as the Ramban says, but they say something else. That the Tisefte mentions these three places to tell us that even if it is found in these three places, so it is still all right. Why? Because one could say, if the Kaskeses is found in any other place, so then it's all right. So then it's a raya. Then it's a raya that the Kaskeses is of this fish, even if it's a little detached, even if it's completely detached. Suppose you find an unidentified fish, and you find Kaskeses on the fish, but it's detached, but it's still sticking to this. To the fish. Sometimes you find it's detached, but it's sticking. You're allowed to eat it, and you don't have to be afraid. Maybe that Kaskeses was not part of that fish, but that fish was placed, you know, as the fishermen, as they catch the fish, so they might catch many fishes. A doctor or that has kaskasim, and a doctor may that does not have kaskasim, and sometimes they catch dogim teirim and dogim tmeim. Dogim tmeim in the same trap, and they lie together, they rub against each other. So sometimes a kaskeses from the doktoria might have rubbed off from the doktoria, and it was rubbed on the doctor, the heretofore octome. And that's why we find these kaskeses. So maybe we should say that only if we say, so one could argue, when can we rely on the kaskeses if we see that the kaskeses is mamish attached in the skin of the fish? But if we see it's detached, except that it sticks, maybe it was not innately part of the fish, but it was cut together with the doctoria, and it rubbed against the doctoria. So this kaskeses that is sticking to this dog, this unidentified fish was rubbed off from doctoren, it was transferred to this fish, and maybe this fish is a doctome. We don't have to worry about it, because it's unlikely that this should happen. Even if the fish walk together and they were in contact with each other, it's unlikely that this should happen. But one could say that if the cascases is found in these three positions, there it is more likely. So komashmalon, that even if the cascases that is not attached to the skin of the fish, just sticking to it, so is found in these three positions where there is a greater possibility that it was robbed off from another fish and transferred to this position in this fish. So we're not chayshish because it's remote possibility. So we have to tell us, and the Tannaim has to tell us, that even if it was found in these positions, it's alive. Al haskamu v'chamu in other positions where there it's completely unlikely that it was robbed off from another fish and transferred to this fish. So certainly all right. So certainly all right. Anyway, the two doesn't pass like the Ran and the other Rishonim who say that kaskeses is enough when it's found in any position, in any spot of the fish. All right. Vadini overozal materia filbech. Vafilein leato. Viosid legadlum lachazman. So even if he does not have the cascases now, but osid legadlum lachazman, so it's also right. Oi, or the reverse. Oi, shoyu le baby be mayim. Now this is tuna fish. So many of the tuna fish, so when they are cut from the sea, so they don't have any cascases. But inside the sea, they always have cascases. So there is no shaila, the tuna fish. I mean, if it's really the tuna fish, so then it's a doctoya, because according to the Oruch, so the tuna fish is mentioned in the Gemara Amizore, Daflamites, Dafmem. So I mean, there is no shaila. So that's the raya, because the tuna fish, so most of the time when it's in a yam, it does not have the kaskes. It does not have the kaskes, but it has in the yam. It has the kaskes. So we may lay it's mud. Yes.
What about the swordfish?
All right, I'll discuss the swordfish too. The swordfish is the same thing.
Yeah.
The same thing. So, and the swordfish, I remember years ago, in the early 1930s, when many rabbonim announced a list of dogim teirim and the swordfish was included. But years later, so some rabbonim came out and said that the swordfish is a doctor. I don't know why, but anyway, I don't eat a doctor, I swordfish. But why it should be considered as a doctor, I don't know. The swordfish, you see, the difference between the tuna fish and the swordfish is that the tuna fish keeps the scales all the time until you catch it. But the swordfish, so the scales are removed sometime before they are caught. But what difference does it make? As long as they're in infancy, they have the scales. Anyway, I mean, it's not eaten. There are many rabboni muhasa the swordfish. Muhasa the swordfish. All right, so he says, "Vafilein leyato viosid ligadlum lachazman oy shohoyo lebeidi b'mayim v'yisiro miyad b'aleisil yabosho." Muta. So this is why some Rabbonim answered it. Some Rabbonim answered it. The late Rav Pardes, Zichron Livrache, he was in Chicago. So he mentioned it as among the fishes that are dog and tail. But late, many years later, so a number of Rabbonim answered it. And they were midayik from the Loshen that they said, we said, Oy shohoyu lebeidem b'mayim v'shirom miyat ba'aleisei liyabosho muta. So in other words, only like the tuna fish, that it's removed just as it is ele yabosho. Mashenk in the saltfish, so the scales are removed in their infancy. So then it's different. I don't know why it should be different, but anyway, this is what the Sam Rabbonim said. Yesh minei dogim shekaskiseyem dakim yeit veinem nikoris vim kohu bibeget oinosnu isi bichlim olimayim vinimtzu boi kaskashim so is muta biyodua sheyesh li kaskasi kol sheyesh li kaskasi kaskeses yesh li snapi viyei sheyesh li snapi vienlei the only kaskeses. That's the Gemara. Lifichoch, motzoch tichas dog, sheyesh li kaskeses, has scales, in tzorich la'azerach hasnapi. So again, according to the Prichodosh, it's a conclusive test. According to the crazy place, it's chov. It's chov. So we rely on it because we go over the chov. We don't pass for like Rameyah, that is Reshish Limute. But in the Chalam, there could be exceptions. In Tzor Lazach, Motzali Snapi, so li yichlenu acheyed acheyesh lei kaskeses. Motzo chticha is dogi, v'yeish b'yechot mehem kaskeses, im achticha is masimeis kulo mitoris, chazoko midogechot bo, v'imeinu masimeis, אשנימצו בו קסקסי מותרס ואשו אסורס אפילו כולו מלוכים ביחד. So in other words, so he says that suppose you found חתיכס דוגים and filet, fish filet, and it doesn't have any קסקסס, but on one piece you find a kaskeses. So then, if the piece that has the kaskeses fits the other piece that does not have the kaskeses, so then we presume that it's of the same fish, because if it hadn't been of the same fish, they wouldn't fit. All right. Imachtich es basim es kulam mutaris. Chazoko midagechot bo. Vimein masimeis. Eshenim tzubo kaskasim muteres. Viashor asuris. Afilo kulam miluchim biyachat. Even though they are salted together, so you could argue, so that's a ray, it came from the same fish. No, it's no ray, because a person might decide to mix filet of a duck tome with a filet of a duck Toir and salt them together. He likes it that way. All right. Oidish simen echot bidok. Oidish simen acher bidok toir. Vihu sha'atomei reishichat ve'in li shedre. Ve'atoir ein reishichat ve'yesh li shedre. Ve'yesh me'agdilim shekosu she'yesh li smich al shnei simonim eilu lahatir kol tov. Ve'adin yo bi'orozal kosav she'in li smich alayem. ומכל מוקים כוסב נוחי שמי וחובייס מולי מכתיך הסדוג עם מלוכים כל דוג שמכיר עם רישי ושתרוסי מותר וישור אסור. Now
Now, I just want to mention that I said before that the tuna is mentioned in the Gemara of the Zohar. The Gemara is that from the Tesa Medale. The Gemara says, Tuna Rabbonon, in the Achsho Vosin the Gadla Chazman, in a Sultanes Veopis, a Rizim Muta, Yish Li Achsho, Viosit Lach, Hashia Bisho Sheilem Nayam, in a Kunis Veapunis, Kitaspies, Veachstapies, Veutunis, Veutunis, that's Tunin, Yimuta. So it's Mesia, the Kaskeses, Bisho Sheilem Nayam. All right, now, then this, the Mishneh Daf Lametes Amud Beis mentions a list of things that you when you buy it from an Akum, you're allowed to eat it. U'tri sheine trufo, v'tzir sheyesh bo dogo. Tri sheine trufo, there's a certain kind of a fish that is not completely mixed up and beaten up. So then, in other words, when you see chtiches, not meshed up. Let's say, in other words, a chtiches dag, a certain dag that you can see, you can recognize the chtiches of the fish. So even if you bought it from an akum, you're allowed to eat it. Tri sheine trufa, not meshed up. So, toner abon. So Gemara says, izeu tri sheine trufa, kol shereish vishedra nika. If you can recognize a reish and a shedra in it, so then Gemara says, itma, ravune omar achet hei reish vei shedra nika, rav nachman omar oi roish oi shedra. So here, the two mentions in machlekes reshem. Now he says like this. So he says, oi di simen acher bidok toya. ויהו שהתומי ריש אחד ואין לי שדר והתויר אין ריש אחד ויש לי שדר ויש מהגדילים שכוסו שיש לי שמח על שני סימונים אלו להתיר כל דוק ותצי גמורה so it's a גמורה מפורשת the גמורה says that תיר שאינו תרופה that תיר שאינו תרופה not messed up in other words if you have a big piece and you can recognize the reish and you can recognize the shedre. It's a sufficiently big to detect a shedre in that piece or a reish that the reish is hard. I mean the reish is rochiv, not hard, because the tummy is hard. But toyer is rochid, not hard. So then you are allowed to eat it. You can buy it from an akum. So it's gemara mefreshes. So that's the first thing. V'yesh me'agdelim shekosvu sheyesh lismeich al shnei simonim meilu lahatek odok. That's the shita. That's the Ramban says it in the name of Rashi. That we can be saying v'adeni oviyor azal kosav. שאין לי סמך עליהם. שאין לי סמך עליהם. ומכל מוקי, מכוסה. No, but what does it do with that Gemara? But it's a Mishnah Mefereshes. It's a Mishnah Mefereshes. Tri sheino trufo. So tri is a certain kind of a fish. And if this fillet of the trees has chtiches, and you can detect the reish that is rochim, not hot, and also in Shedra you can detect in that fillet of the trees that is not meshed up, so you can detect Shedra, so it's muter. So how can the Rosh say that we cannot rely on the simonim? So he says, umikol mokim kosav, shein lismahale, umikol mokim kosav, noch ishemei vichov yesmole. מכתיחי סדוגים מלוכים, כל דוג שמכירים רישי ושדרוסי מותר, וישור אסורים. ותפען איבינוך ריבות, איכוביס, מולה, מכתיחי סדוגים מלוכים. So any piece that we can recognize, a ריש, and the Shetre, in other words, the Tezerish, that is Rochiv, not Chat. And we recognize any piece in which we recognize the Shetre, so it's Muter, Vashor Asurim, but only if the Nochi brought the Chovies, Molei Michtiche is Dogi Miluchi. So in other words, Masheinkein, if the Nochi brought a whole fish, but the skin is taken off. I mean, the scales are removed, but he sees a reish, that is Rochi, but the scales were removed. The scales were removed. But the fish is a complete, I mean, it's a whole fish. It's not pieces of fish, but it's the whole fish, but the scales were removed. So according to the Ramban, in the name of Rashi, the first city, Agdilim Shekosvu, Sheish Lismechaleim, you can rely on it, even if the Akum brought a whole fish with the scales removed. As long as you can recognize a reish that is rochiv, not chat, and that a shedre, so you're allowed to eat it, even though you don't see any scales. Masheinkin, according to the Rosh, you cannot rely. But if it is a chovies that is, if the chovies does not contain whole fish, but just pieces, and the amiluchim, so then you can rely on that test. Now, so what's the pshat? What's the difference? Now, one thing is sure, that even those, let's say, the Rashi, the Ramban says in the name of Rashi, that according to Rashi, you can rely on this test, that you see a reish chochiv, not chad, and the shetre. But this is not an essential simon, this is a statistical simon. The essential simonim of the doctor here are spelled out by the Torah, taskeses and snapping. This, even according to the Rishayim in the daily, who say that you can be samech on it under all circumstances, so it's only effective as a statistical semen, not as an essential semen. The shetra is not an essential semen. Oh, but the Rosh holds that this is not a conclusive proof as a statistical semen. It's a good proof. It's a fair semen, but it's not a conclusive. It's not a conclusive proof. It's not a conclusive proof. Why isn't it a conclusive proof? Because they hold that while most dogim tmei do not have a shetre, but they are a few dogim tmei that. There are a few dogim tmeim that have shetre. So mimele, so since we rely on Rov, I mean, this is how the Orach HaShulchan explains the Roshi. Since we rely on Rov, so mimele, as long as there is no reyese, we can rely on Rov. We don't have the mecheshish. Usually, a dog tome does not have shetre. And the dog tomei, the head of the dog tomei is pointed, is chad, is not rochiv. So it's very, very infrequent. It happens very infrequently that you should find a dog tomei that should have its head. It's unusual, but it can happen. So mainly, as long as there is no reyeseh, so we don't have to rechayishish for that mute of dog tomei that has a shedre, and that has a head that is rochiv, not chad. That's not usual. So mainly, if there is no reyeseh, we rely on it. Masheim kein, if the akum brought a whole fish, but the scales are removed, that itself is a reyeseh. How is it that the scales are removed? It's a whole fish, it's not pieces. Bishlei meifi greens, pieces, salted. So there is no reyeseh in not having any scales, because he already processed it.
So he cut it up, so he removed the scales. There is no way to say. But if it's a whole fish, and still the scales are removed, and this is not the kind of a fish like tuna, where the scales naturally fall off, be just by the time when they are caught from the sea. So the fact that the scales do not appear on the trees, on that fish, is a reason. So mele we have to be cheshish. Maybe this is a doctome. And why does it have a shetre? Because they are a few dogs made. It's very unusual. So it just happened that he got this unusual thing. Masheinke, if the nochri brought a chovies molim yechtiches dogim aluchim, so then there is no reyese. So true, it's only a statistical semen, and it's not a conclusive semen, but it's a fair semen, it's a reliable semen, on the basis of rov. So mele, wherever there is no reyese, so we can rely on it. Masheink in the first shita is that even though it's a statistical semen, it's still a conclusive semen. It's not just that dogim tmeim don't have a there are no dogim tmeim according to the first shita that have a shed. On the contrary, they say, the Gdelim say, there are certain dogim teirim that do not have a shetre, but there are no dogim tmeim that do have a shetre. So mele, if we see that the fish, that the piece of the fish has a shetre, has a piece of shetre, so then it's a conclusive proof. As a statistical semen, it's a conclusive proof. So, all right. Now, tzir dogim tmeim. Einon elo min rabon. Lifichoch mutal likneis mi'anochim. So the tzir of dogim tmeim is only osam rabon. So, lifichoch mutal likneis mi'anochim dogim luchim teirim. Aval pishim nochim atmeim bikli yachot. Shemo loim nimlichu yachat. So that was, had it been the raise, so it couldn't be tailored out. So since there is a possibility that the one imlach yachat and moliach harik reseach some mitzosim. So, but since the tzir is only osam de rabbonon, and there is a possibility that the loin imlach yachat, we are tailored out. Nochi shehevi chovies meyo mitzir shaldogim. Now that is also based upon the same Gemara. Now, Toner Rabbanon, Daf Lamed Tes Omid Beis. Now it is all right. Toner Rabbanon, the last two lines of Omid Beis. Izeu Trishin et Trufo Kol Shereish V'Shetra Nika V'Izei Tzir Sheyesh B'Dogo Kol Shekilvis Achas Oy Shtei Kilvies Sheytetes Bey Hai Hash the kilvis achas amre chore, shtei kilvis mi boye, loy kashye, kam bi psucheis, kam bi stumis. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam in this pshat in the Gemara. What is tzir sheyesh bidogo? If you find the chovies with tzir, with brine, and inside the brine there is a certain fish, a small fish, floating in the blood. So then, it's muta. So, according to Rashi, the dogo kilves is a doctome. Now, if it's a doctome, so why should it be muta? So Rashi has a very strange pshat, that the brine serves as a culture for this kind of edoctomy to reproduce. So mele, if we find, so in other words, so the tzir of dogim teirim serves as a culture for the reproduction of a certain doctome, that is called Kilnes. So Memele, and only the Tzir of Dogim Teirim serves as a culture. But the Tzir of Dogim Teirim does not serve as a culture. So Memele, the Mishnah mentioned Tzir Sheyesh B'Dogor, that you can buy it from an Akum and use the Tzir, the vine. So Ezeu Tzir Sheyesh B'Dogor called Shel Kilves Achas or Shtei Kilves Sheitet Esbei. Shaded the bay. So Mimele, it is muta, because even though the kilvis itself is a ktomi, you're not allowed to eat that kilvis, but you're allowed to use that the tzir, because only the tzir of Dogim Teirim can serve as a culture for the reproduction of this doktomi. Now, since it was able to reproduce, so in other words, this seer was able to serve as a culture. So obviously, it's a seer of dog and tail. It's a very strange shot. So he says, Kilves, Rashi says, Gdelo meileo be seer dog and tail. The last line there on the mission. Vim yeshom seer. Dogim Tmeim, but suppose the Tzir had been of Dogim Tmeim, it couldn't serve as a culture for the reproduction of the Kilves. Ain't Kilves Delebe. So if we see the Dogim Tmeim, that the Tzir is a Tzir of Dogim Tmeim. The Rambam's Pshat is, no, that Kilves is a Doktoya. And if the kilves was used to be placed in the tzir of Dogim Teirim as a simen, people in those days, of course today it's not shayach, but in those days it was the practice that when the sochrim, you know, filled up a chobyes with tzir of Dogim Teirim. So as a simen, they put a kilves, a certain doktoyer, as a simen. So maybe if he finds that kilves, so it's a raya that it's a tzir of dogim teirim. Now let's see. All right. Nochri shehevi chovies mleyo mitzir shel dogim. Im kilchis aches shetetes bey, muta. Sheze simen the tzir, the brine is from Dogim Teirim. That's Rashi's pshat. Shein derech kilchis beitzir Dogim Teirim vim lavaso v'hanem mile. Oh, but the Gemara says hashde kilchis achas amre chore shtei kilchis miboy. So the Gemara says loy kashi kam bipsuches kam bistumis. So if Kilchis, the Doktome, is found floating in the Tzir, so it's a raya that the Tzir is of Dogim Teirim, because had it been of Dogim Tmeim, it could not have served as a culture for the reproduction of this Doktome. V'hane mile di sage b'kilchis achas b'chov yestumo. Avol im hoyo Psucho in Niteres Poches Mishtai. Aber Biachas Chayshinon Shemo Miau Moose. He just came in. This is, so in other words, so if it's a Chobies Tumo, it was a sealed Chobies, he opened it up, he found a one Kilchis. So Mimele. So it is mut, because since it is a sealed, so it was under control, so it didn't come in just like that. It didn't come in by itself. Mashein came if it's an open barrel, so then that barrel might have been standing near a river or near a lake, and then this kilchi just came in, so it's no raya that the brine is a brine of dog and tail, maybe it's a brine of dog and tail. But how did that kilchis come into it? It just came in. Not that it's the brine served as a culture for the reproduction of the kilchis. Alright. So Hani Mile Visage, that's the Gemara. Loit kashi kam bivsucha kam bistumis. Vane mila nisani bikil tesachas bichov yistumo. Avel moyo psucho im niteres poches mishtayi. So in other words, avel b'achas hashinu shem malmo se. But if it's two, that's highly unlikely. The two should come in. Or at one, we can be cheshish. We are not cheshish for two. So if we see two, so then it's a raya that there was a culture, there is a culture that is conducive to the reproduction of a certain doctrine. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rambam kosav derech acheres. Kol chov yesh a doktoya. The kilchis is a doktoya, and it's based upon the practice of people in Zman Chazal. Kol chov yesh a doktoya mishayit bei shon yechid.